In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God has created us for very basic things in life, to learn to relate to Him and to relate to ourselves. Let's start with the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 21 to 27, which says, "It is not anyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' who will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the person who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, drive out demons in your name, work many miracles in your name?' Then I shall tell them to their faces, 'I have never known you. Away from me, all evildoers.' Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice will be like the wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain fell, the torrents came, the winds blew and charged against that house, but it did not fall, because it was founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice will be like the foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain fell, the torrents came, the winds blew, burst against that house, and it fell, and its destruction was great." So, what can we learn about this verse in relation to the teaching we would like to share with you today? The teaching on how to listen to the voice of God. We all want to have a successful life. We all want to be happy, and that is why we understand that happiness consists of having a successful life. In other words, that everything we do in our lives gets the expected result. But what can we understand by success? How do we define success in this life? Maybe when everything goes well for us, that we don't have problems, have a fortune, have money. Because if we want to be successful in life, we must be clear about exactly what we are looking for. So in this way, we know where to obtain that success. We commonly affirm that success consists in achieving the goals and objectives that we set for ourselves in every aspect of our lives. So starting from this definition, we all want to be successful in our marriage. We want to be successful in our health, in our economy, in our personal life, in our professional life, and also be successful in other aspects of our lives. But what does your success and mine depend on this day? Many people, to achieve that success, work hard according to their criteria. That is, we strive to achieve things in life by our own means, in our own way, because we want to be happy. There are many people in many places who do not know God, and who in their own way are trying to be happy. There are people in many places, and we repeat, in many places, because today, you have made the important decision to watch this video, and this decision of watching this video will help you a lot to understand what we are going to teach you. There are many people who, behind their goals and achievements, have placed their decisions, their criteria, that is, this way of being, above all else. Many people, please listen to what we are going to tell you. Many people are practicing to be happy in their lives. And we say practicing because until today, they haven't succeeded, and they lack one thing and then another thing. They don't reach the goal. Do you realize how many dissatisfied people are in many places? And saying this in another way, how many dissatisfied people are in our church? The Word of God tells us in the book of Ecclesiasticus, or Sirach, chapter 10, verse 5, that says, "Human success is in the hands of the Lord. Success comes from and depends on God. Praise to God." Your success, dear brother and sister who listen to us, does not depend on how smart you are or how capable you are to resolve your problems. Your success depends on God. He gives you the intelligence, and He provides you with the means to reach your goals. And how is this related to the teaching we are sharing with you today, how to listen to the voice of God? In the Catholic Church, we are many brothers and sisters that have the enthusiasm to please God. We are persevering by going to Mass, going to a prayer group, We pray the rosary. We try to participate in many teachings. And we ask you, what has been the result of all of this? Please analyze your life at this moment. Do you have the life that you always wanted? Have you reached the goals that you set for yourself? Do we believe on this day that we have the life of Jesus Christ that He always wanted for us? Saying this in a different way, do we feel that we have a successful life? In the current times we are living in, there is a great environment of frustration inside of many people who ask themselves, if I am praying, I'm going to Mass, then why do the things in my life not change? Why does my financial situation not change for the better? What about my marriage? How about my health? And many times, this I don't know, this ignorance, will take us mistakenly to demand from God and think about Him that He is not doing anything. One thing is to do religious activity, and something very different is to know what to do in each problem I have. What does this mean? Let's try to understand it. At the end of the verse from the book of Matthew that we read at the beginning of this video, the Word of God describes to us two types of persons: the man who built his house on sand and the man who built his house on the rock. We ask you, what did the success depend on of the man whose house was against the storm, against adversity and severity, and did not fall? Did the success of this man depend on faith, or on trust, or the foundation, or the land? In verse 24 of that same chapter of the book of Matthew, it says, "Everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice." And according to this, the success of this man against the storms of life is in the attitude towards problems. This man first hears and then he puts into practice what he heard. In other words, I cannot practice what I do not know that my God wants me to do. In conclusion, I can be in religious activity, but as long as God does not tell me what to do about a problem, my life falls. And this is what happened in many Catholic homes. For the fact of not knowing the will of God, they have the condition of a poor spiritual life. They think mistakenly that their religious activity will necessarily result in God blessing them, and this is not true. One should not pray only because God can bless you. One should also pray to be in communion with Him, so that the fruit of prayer reveals to that person what God wants him to do. Many, in front of a problem, ask God to resolve their problems. God will not resolve your problem because He wants to teach you how to resolve it. What you need to know is what to do to resolve a problem. The biggest problem that we all face in this life is not knowing what to do to fix a problem. That is to say, if today I have a problem in my life, in my home, in my marriage, in my family, God also has an answer for me, a way to take me out of that problem through His Word. God wants to show me if I walk on the right or on the left, if I do this thing or that other thing. On this depends the success of the Christian. Dear brother and sister, instead of telling God how big your problem is, tell your problem how big God is. What discourages us greatly when we face a problem is not knowing what to do. In other words, it is the uncertainty that anguishes our hearts and ends up drowning our faith. Even many times, motivated by anguish, we try to solve problems alone, using only our human means. But when we do it that way, definitely in a very good way and with enthusiasm, the result will always be less than the result that God wants you to accomplish in your life. For example, in Psalms chapter 127, verse 2 says, "In vain you get up earlier and put off going to bed, sweating to make a living, since it is He who provides for His beloved as they sleep." We can strive for a comfortable life, but success depends on God. Many live to work and do not work to live. And with respect to this, God tells us that He feeds His beloved ones as they sleep. That is to say, God provides them with daily sustenance without so many mortifications. In other words, while those who do not know God are struggling to work and live full of worries, you are sleeping and God is putting on his apron to take care of you. He serves you at the table and makes your cup overflow. Brother and sister, this is what God wants for you, that the only thing you worry about is him, that the only thing you worry about every day is knowing what he wants. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.